early one bright summer morning, then I first heard his voice speaking low, as he said to the calling beside him, "Who's that pretty girl milking her cow?"
"Good morning, Mrs. Riley, and how are you this morning?"
"Mind your business, Mrs. Finnegan, and pay your rent.
Here, here, you do be getting for this mat this morning. If I had a husband like that old tar of yours, do you know what I'd do with him?"
"And what would you do with him, Mrs. Finnegan?"
"I'd have him arrested for cruelty to animals."
"You would, and what for?"
"For baiting the life to you, Mrs. Riley."
"Here, here, Mrs. Finnegan.
My husband and I have been married for 10 years and never had a fight in the house yet. No, you always go out in the backyard to do your fighting."
"Well, if I had such a dog-faced carrier for an old man as that husband of yours, you know what I'd do with him?"
"And what would you do with him, Mrs. Riley?"
"I'd put a muzzle on him, Mrs. Finnegan."
"Mrs. Riley, you're the finest-looking woman I ever saw in my life."
"I'm sorry I can't say the same for you, Mrs. Finnegan.
You couldn't have told as big a lie as I did, Mrs. Riley."
"Ah, you're getting very stuck up lately.
Is that so?"
"Yes, ever since you swallowed that bottle of mucilage."
"There's that dirty little brat of yours crying again."
Marianne, come in the house this minute and take care of the baby."
"All right, darling. Good day to you, Mrs. Finnegan."
"Good riddance, Mrs. Riley. Sure, I'm glad she's gone. Now I'll finish hanging the washing out on the line."
"That was only one bright summer morning, when I first heard his voice speaking low, as he sat to the calling beside him, 'Who's that pretty girl?'"